the WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. One study finds that Virginians without dental plans are going to the emergency room for toothaches and loose teeth. Virginia's congressional delegation is taking a variety of approaches to climate change. And in part two of a report, we find out why Virginia's courts are short-staffed and what lawmakers can do about it. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, December 11th. A new state report finds that many Virginians on Medicaid often go to emergency rooms for dental issues that could have been prevented or treated at a dentist's office. A recently released report by the Department of Medical Assistance Services found that about 16,000 Medicaid recipients visited emergency rooms around 19,000 times in 2018. More than half of those 16,000 were treated for non-traumatic dental conditions such as toothaches and loose teeth. The majority of emergency room visits were by adult Medicaid recipients who do not qualify for preventative dental coverage like children do. As the demand to act on climate change mounts, members of the Virginia Congressional delegation are taking a variety of approaches, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
It's time to end carbon emissions, completely wipe them out, net zero emissions in the next 30 years. That's the goal outlined by Democratic Congressman Donald McEachin in a bill that would require eliminating carbon emissions by 2050.
Every reputable scientist has come before our committees has told us that we need to get this done by 2050, and so that's what the bill calls for, net zero by 2050.
But Virginia has traditionally been home to coal country, and Congressman Morgan Griffith says coal from his district is needed to make steel. He supports efforts of the Trump administration to lift what he calls burdensome regulations on coal production.
We're going to continue to mine that high-quality coal, and we have to find ways to make sure that the American public understands that not every coal is equal to other coal, that a lot of the coal around the world is dirtier than our coal.
McEachin's bill calling for net zero carbon emissions by 2050 would empower the EPA to evaluate agency plans, make recommendations, and provide regular progress reports. I'm Michael Pope.
Virginia is in short supply of available sites for factories or distribution centers. That's according to a new study presented on Monday by the Virginia Growth and Opportunity Board. The state has nearly 500 sites available for development, but only 30 of them are marketable as Virginia competes with other states for big economic development deals. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that many sites lack the necessary land use approvals or environmental reviews and other work necessary for construction within 18 months. Experts say that gives other states an advantage in attracting big economic development projects. The study focused on potential development sites of at least 25 acres. Finally today, earlier this fall, the clerk of the Supreme Court of Virginia stood pleading before lawmakers. He was asking for more money so courts across the state could hire more clerks. According to his office, more than half of the state's district courts are understaffed, and that affects everything from people's credit to jail time. In the second part of a report, Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain has this look at why Virginia's courts are short-staffed and what lawmakers can do about it.
It's not even 9 a.m., and the line to get into the General District Court in Chesterfield is out the door. Clerk Linda Moore says that's typical.
Today in courtroom C, I have almost 600 civil cases, just one courtroom.
There are five courtrooms here. On average, they push through 1,000 cases a day, and all of that work is taken care of by just 29 clerks.
It's handling everything from paper clips to murder cases is what we all do here.
Okay, $50, that's
fine. No worries. Debbie Vache is one of those clerks. In the past 25 years, she's seen the workload get heavier and heavier.
I love my job. I love what I do. The stress is a little over the top these days because of the shortage.
That shortage is not just here, but statewide. And it's in part because lawmakers have expanded judicial services without providing funding for the people responsible for those services. For instance, in recent years, lawmakers have created eviction diversion programs, legislated better enforcement of restitution, and increased the number of judges. But what they haven't done? Added more clerks. Carl Hayde is executive secretary of Virginia's Supreme Court.
Where things stand right now, can Virginia's courts effectively do their jobs?
I think it's increasingly more and more challenging. We're doing it the best we can because of the dedication of the staff that we have. But we can't keep up at this pace.
A staffing analysis shows Virginia's district courts need about 270 more clerks. But the Supreme Court's office isn't even asking for that much. It's asking for about $11 million to hire 120 new clerks over the next 2 years.
We need to show the employees that we're trying to get them help.
The entire judicial branch eats up less than 1% of Virginia's budget, and asking for more clerks is an even tinier increment of that. But in recent years, lawmakers have denied the request. Haid says clerks may fly under the radar because, unlike teachers or police officers, they aren't represented at the Capitol.
Clerks can't show up at the General Assembly in mass and lobby for better pay. The judicial branch has got to be seen as impartial and apolitical.
In addition to hiring more, Haid would also like to raise salaries. Clerk Carrie Hemlenk has to work a second job to help support her four kids. But as a supervisor, she still makes more than the clerks under her. Starting pay is about $30,000 a year. Hemlenk gets emotional, thinking about how some of her staff have to make ends meet.
They do a lot of work, and they're not compensated for it. They deserve more. And, you know, they love the work too, otherwise they wouldn't be here.
In a recent statewide survey, clerks mentioned stress, low morale, and a sense of hopelessness. At the court in Chesterfield, I heard stories of women moving back in with parents, having to forego buying their medication, even being evicted. Chief Clerk Linda Moore says that can make it tough to retain people.
It's prime picking for any clerk's office for a law firm to come and grab employees.
Then, when someone leaves, she has to train a replacement, which can take up to a year. Despite those challenges, Moore says she'd still recommend the job to a young person today.
There is nothing else like it out there. There's no office job anywhere that is comparable to this branch of government.
The governor's office is currently drafting his proposed budget. A spokeswoman says they're aware of the concern and the issue is being considered. In Chesterfield, I'm Mallory Nopane.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Wednesday.